Hello, world. We are the Ladies of Nerditude. My name's Francine.
I'm Jill.
And we wanted to talk today about the fall shows that we kind of echoed from our episode a couple months ago. Now that everything is on break and we're sort of in like the TV desert at the moment.
Hellatus, I believe they call it.
The hellatus between, you know, the mid-season finales and when everything comes back in January, February,
April,
possibly later. Yes. So we wanted to kind of recap and talk a little bit about shows that we have been following all this season, go through some mid-season finale drama and
so dramatic.
And kind of get caught up on basically what's been happening this season on some of our key favorite TV shows.
Yes.
So that's kind of the plan for today. Lots to talk about.
Hell yeah.
So let's start. Do you want to start with some of the shows that we've been following that are on break, like just went on break right now?
Yeah.
Recently? Cool. Where would you like to start?
Oh, we need like a wheel that you can like spin. That you can like spin, and yeah, that'd probably make life easier. So I'm a spaz and didn't bring any notes.
I have way too many notes. So one of us overnoted and the other one overnoted.
So you pick since you have all the notes.
Okay. So my top list of shows on break right now are Supernatural, Timeless, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and The Walking Dead.
Oh.
I'm also, I know. I'm also caught up on Lucifer, but I know you're not yet. So.
No. But I do have the, okay. I don't know what week this is airing because we record ahead of time, but I have the week after Christmas off, during which time I will be watching those shows.
Nice.
So by the time you hear this, I may or may not be caught up on
that,
but
possibly.
Right now I'm not.
Right now you're not. So let's skip that one and keep that off the list. But if you're a watcher of Lucifer and you know that it's on season break right now, it does come back Monday, January 16th, which is really short for a mid-season break.
Yeah.
But then it's only back for 3 weeks and then it goes back on break. So kind of an odd schedule
what
for that one.
3 weeks into January.
I have no idea. It's like the end of January. They're going on break for like a month.
Weird.
No idea why it's going that way, but that's how they have that schedule set up. So that's kind of weird.
Okay.
But let's start with shows that come back in January.
Yes.
So top of my list is Supernatural.
Yes.
Which, yay! Is actually moving to Thursdays at 8 p.m. So they're going to be like new bet time. Same bat channel.
Same bat channel.
They come back on Thursday, January 26th. So we are.
I know. I have it marked on my calendar.
We are in the Supernatural desert for like over a month, which is crazy pants.
It is. But also you can go back and rewatch so many episodes.
That's true.
I can be tided over. It's fine.
There's a lot to watch. There's a lot to watch. So let's start there and talk through some of the madness and mayhem that's happened.
Yes.
This half of the season.
So many feelings.
So many feelings. How do you feel about the mid-season finale?
I think a lot happened. I think it was one of their better ones.
Agreed.
Out of the 12 that they've had, I would say that it's a pretty good one. I don't know how I feel about the Mr. Ketch guy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get a read on, like, he's good, he's bad, he's chaotic neutral. Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was funny how he showed up.
Hey, guys, I've got all this tech you've never seen. Let's play with my toys.
Was that a grenade launcher? Yeah.
Sam, Dean told you about the grenade launcher. I'm just saying.
Oh, my gosh.
He tried to tell you, and he didn't listen.
And then I'm confused. We talked about this at work or at some point about why when they were saving the president, Cass took off with, I can't remember her name. The girl.
Kelly is her name.
Kelly.
The aide.
He took off with Kelly, and Sam and Dean just hang out with the unconscious president until the cops show up.
I know. They got so
and
arrested.
I was like, you had ample opportunity to get away.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have a lot of questions about Castiel's level of angel mojo at this point. because sometimes he stands there and he watches the car explode and he's confused about why everybody else is running away.
That was really funny.
I laughed for like 5 minutes. And then other times you can like punch him one time in the face and he goes down. Mm-hmm. So I'm confused if he still has his teleporting powers, because why wouldn't you just grab everybody and teleport out of there?
Hey, Crowley and Rowena, why yeah. didn't you grab everybody and teleport the hell out of there?
Exactly. Just saying. I was like, I don't really understand where the line now is, because yeah. I assume he's been fully restored by Chuck. I don't know. I assume.
Yes.
Yeah, but it just seems like, well, that was an easy fix. So to me, I'm having a hard time, like, I don't know how the fuck they're going to get out of this.
I know.
Because they can't really fake their own death again.
That's true.
They've done that so many times.
And if you watch the preview for when they come back from the mid-season finale, I don't know if you've seen the preview.
Yes.
That looked like some crazy Guantanamo Bay prison that they send, like, attempted assassins to.
But they think they are attempted assassins.
So, like, it's going to be worse than breaking out in, like, Folsom City Blues.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be way worse and way harder to get out of.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Because, again, they can't have teleporting Angel just zip in and out and get no. them, apparently.
Apparently not.
So, yeah, I don't know. And, like, do Crowley and Rowena care that they got arrested? Is Lucifer really gone? I don't know.
So many questions. Yes. And can the Men of Letters help them get out of prison? Do they even have that kind of pull?
Even if they can, would they?
I don't know.
Because it seems like they don't like American hunters in yeah. general, particularly of the Winchester persuasion.
Very true.
I don't know. And I don't understand. The British Men of Letters are a big deal, and then they kind of, like, disappear. And then, oh, here's Mr. Ketch. And so it was like, are they this season's villains, or are they kind of, like, super in the background?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But right now, it seems like the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah.
So, like, they had to work together begrudgingly.
Mm-hmm, but now Lucifer is gone.
But now, if Lucifer is gone.
If he is.
If he is, which, okay, let's assume he is. Mm-hmm. Let's assume he's back in the cage. Poor Adam. And Michael. let's assume he's back in the cage. Mm-hmm. Kind of an anticlimactic end for him for mm-hmm. now. But mm-hmm. okay, let's assume that that's the case. Does this tense friendship / partnership between the Men of Letters and the Winchesters now disappear?
I don't know. Because
they kind of need help right now, you guys.
Because, well, Mr. Ketch came to help.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but he came to help with Lucifer.
Yeah, who's now gone. So, like, I'm trying to remember. He disappeared.
Mr. Ketch?
Yeah.
Yeah, he, like, queued them up. Bond queue. And yeah. then was, like, kind of peaced out.
Okay.
It seems like.
Because he also knows. I don't think they know Mrs. Winchester. No, they do know Mary's there.
Yes.
Somewhere. So yeah. they know Mary's around. They know Cass is around.
They know about Crowley and Rowena.
Yeah, they know about Crowley and Rowena. So, like, are they going to start gunning for those guys in the meantime? So they're, like, taken up with that so mm-hmm. they can't go rescue Sam and Dean.
Also, can we mention there's a freaking Nephilim about to be born?
Yeah.
And issue.
And I liked how that lady at first was like, oh, my God, it's the spawn of Satan. And now she's like, but it's my baby. And I'm like, oh, yeah. That worked quickly.
Totally a Rosemary's Baby situation, which I get. And also, like, kind of a what's that other movie that I'm thinking of? Jill, help me. Where they have the baby that's the spawn of the devil, and they're like, but he's still my baby.
Damien,
yeah. What movie is that? I can't remember. Don't.
Starts with a P, doesn't it?
I'm not sure.
Google. Hold on.
You Google.
Anyway, yeah.
But, yeah, that was, like, very Rosemary's Baby-ish, very, like, kind of classic horror movie trope. Which I appreciated because I like when they bring that kind of stuff into this world. Like, I like the classic horror movie genre when they, like, bring it to bear in mm-hmm. this universe. But at the same time...
The Omen.
Yes. So it had a lot of that feeling to it, that, like, motherhood
yeah.
supersedes evil.
Sure. I mean, I know it's Satan's baby, but it's also my baby.
Yeah.
No. No, I feel I've like never one
been in that situation.
One parent trumps the other in this situation, I feel, but
I wonder if that's going to bring Mary back into the fold, because she has experience with like kids and she has that motherhood element to her. So maybe they can use her. Maybe she can use some of her motherhood experience to like help with Kelly and this whole, you're about to give birth to the potential Antichrist.
That's true.
Situation. So I'm wondering if and she's going to come back.
That it wasn't the season or mid-season finale, but Billy keeps seem to
yes
be in and out, and she keeps like kind of hinting like, when you're ready, just let me know, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna swoop all of you guys out of here.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's starting to allude to the end of the series, but she that's seems very like in and out all the time. And then I also can't decide, I don't want to say she's a villain, but she seems like she can't decide whether or not she likes the Winchesters.
Oh, yeah. I think she kind of likes them.
Like, at first she was like, you killed my boss. Screw you. And now she's like, when you're ready, mm-hmm. I will take you.
Yeah.
Or you don't get any more chances. That's it.
Like, she kind of wants it to be done, but she also wants it to be done fairly.
Yes. But I think that they had to do that because they were like, so nobody has any, there's no shock value to them dying anymore because yeah. they always Dean come has back. Literally died 200 plus times.
Yeah.
That's the best episode. Anyway. mystery spot. Yes.
Great episode.
But yeah, no, I feel like that just led into more questions of like, so now there's a Reaper who randomly is in and out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we also can't forget about, like, Jody.
Yes.
She also is a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And a, sort of a mother of, like, some kids that have some issues.
Some issues.
So are all of these, like, motherhood threads going to come together somehow? I kind of hope they do.
I think that they will. Because, I mean, that's been the deal with the show from the get-go mm-hmm. is, like, mom is very important.
Yeah.
The absence of mom is mm-hmm. a very bad thing. So...
And we saw that last season with Amara and how, like, everybody felt about her being the sort of absentee auntie, I guess.
Yeah.
So that was, like, I feel like they're building up to some kind of big, like, motherhood, parenthood narrative.
I think so.
And it can't be a mistake. It can't be a coincidence.
Well, no, uneven... Was it last season? 10th season? I don't know, whatever.
So many seasons.
When Mrs. Novak died.
Yes, I think that was season 10.
I think, but that was also a big deal because it was the transference of motherhood from Mrs. Novak mm-hmm. to Jody.
Yeah, because now she's in charge of Claire.
Claire. Teenagers.
Gross.
Slightly demonic, troubled teenagers. Morgan.
My dad's an angel.
My anyway. Parents were killed by vampire. Yeah, we know. Everyone whatever. Has issues.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, we know. You can just join the orphan club. And
yeah. But I think that, yeah, parenthood, but especially motherhood will yeah. be like some kind of tying. And I don't know that they have they been confirmed for season 13.
I don't know.
I know that every time we go to a convention, they're like, we'll keep showing up as long as they pay us.
Yeah.
And as long as the writing is still good. And there's a whole big argument, side argument about that. I think it's still good.
I think it's still good, too. I am still enjoying myself.
Yes.
Watching the show.
Exactly.
I think the storylines are still fun and interesting. I think there's, I mean, your reference material for this show is like pretty much all of religion ever.
Everything that goes bump in the night.
That's a lot of source material. You could everything. Tell stories for a long freaking time.
Well, and I know that originally it was supposed to end at the end of mm-hmm. season 5, and they were like, oh, that was all we really planned for. So then for a while they were just kind of like all over the place.
Yeah.
But I still enjoyed that. And I'm always a big fan of like the story doesn't end at the end of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've done a really good job of like, so remember that time we threw Lucifer into hell? Well, stuff still happened after mm-hmm. that. So I know it's not for everybody anymore, but like I really dig it. And
it's a living world at it that is. Point. It's not like we stopped talking about this, so it disappeared forever.
Plus, how perfect would that be to be season 13 of that show?
True.
But I think that when it comes back in January, they have a lot of stuff to build off of. And, like, also, sidebar, Nephilim, don't they like grow faster than regular babies?
Theoretically, yes.
So, I mean, it's possible we could see that kid by the end of the season.
Yeah. We don't necessarily know a whole lot about Nephilim in world. There was that one.
There was one, yeah.
That Cass had to kill. She was like the last Nephilim, and that was like a seal. Remember? Way back.
I was trying to remember what the little kid looked like.
She was a girl. She was a waitress. She wasn't the little kid. She was the
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about the little girl in the white dress.
Oh, that was Lilith.
Yeah,
that's Lilith. Who you're thinking of. Okay. She was not a Nephilim.
So many demons, so little time.
There was like that random waitress. I think she was in L.A. And
She didn't even know what she was,
yeah,
right?
She didn't even know that she was one. And he was like, yeah, you're a Nephilim. Sorry, sucks to be you. So like this kid may not even know what he or she is.
That's true.
So now we have an innocent child. Hey, we have to kill you because your dad is Lucifer.
Yeah, not only is he an angel, he's the fallen angel. Yeah,
the worst angel that you could possibly have as your dad.
Maybe that's villain for season 13.
Issues. That's what I have to say about that. Because if Crowley gets his hands on this Nephilim, that's bad news bears. If
Does Crowley know?
I don't think so. I think they peaced out before that. I think they missed that whole conversation.
Yeah, he would totally. It would be like the Amara situation all over again.
But like this kid is neutral right now, theoretically, from what we know of other Nephilim. Granted, we don't know Lucifer Nephilim. That could flip the switch and you could be like evil
it's like a
from
Damian
the get-go.
Situation. Yeah. Yeah.
Like we don't know. So if this kid is neutral, everybody's going to be fighting over them if they know it exists. If this kid is not neutral, whole other set of issues.
And I do appreciate that at this time we know Chuck is still around, but he's not accessible.
Is a Nephilim enough to come back?
Yeah, so there's another question. Do they feel it? Or like, is it not enough of a threat? Because, I mean, look how many times he just stood there and watched.
When the world was ending several times.
And he was like, guys, you got this. It's fine. So also now that Amara is back, does she care?
Yeah.
Because she's the dark. So, but I don't think that means she's evil.
No, she's just the yin, the other side.
Yeah. So.
Questions.
All these questions. OMG.
Plus the Winchesters are in prison.
That's like the least of my concerns.
Icing on the cake, though.
Yeah. Like. It's like, oh, I don't care about anything else. But yeah, I don't know. And I do want them to have some kind of scene, though, where it's like, I thought you guys died. Because remember when they were wanted by the FBI and they faked their death. And then later on, the Leviathans were dressed up in their skin and they made that video. Everybody was like, wait, I thought those guys were dead.
Guess not.
And then they faked their death again. And they were like, oh, now third time's
now we
charm.
Tried to assassinate the president. And they're sending us to like big bad boy prison.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Who are they going to run into in prison? Also, who else is in there with them? Does the government know about hunters?
Ooh, very good question.
Because there's so many of them. I wonder if at some point it's like the...
It's like a Minister of Magic situation. Kinda,
yeah, where it's like, oh, there's a special jail for people like you or other stuff like that.
It's some kind of super max, like, blacklist prison from what I saw in the preview.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It looked major big, but is it, like, supernatural major big bad prison?
Yeah, like, can Crowley and Cass not get in? Is it warded? Is it, you know,
very
the bars
are
made out of silver kind of shit? I don't know. I'm excited to find out.
Me too.
I will be there.
January, what did I say?
26th.
January 26th at 8 p.m.
There. Marked on my calendar. I will be there.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Cool. So moving on from there.
Yes.
Timeless.
So good.
Timeless, season one.
So good.
Comes back Monday, January 16th.
Oh my God, everything's
so
like lining
quick.
Up nicely.
Yeah, that one's pretty quick. How do you feel about the mid-season finale of Timeless?
Principal Snyder from
was
Buffy.
Was an asshole.
Per huge.
Holy crap. He always plays the bad guy.
Yeah. I really liked it. it was, I had to go back and watch it a second time because I felt like I kind of missed some stuff. But I'm really digging Timeless in general because, like, history and nerd stuff. But I thought it was really good because you, again, I love when this happens. You can't tell if Flynn is good. Is he bad? Is he misunderstood?
Yes. Whose side should we be on right now?
Well, I've always subscribed to the theory that it's like the villain from his own perspective is the hero.
Yes.
So he thinks that he's doing the right thing. But is he? Also, like, I want to know, like, how he got Lucy's journal.
Yeah.
Like, now that he's kidnapped her, does, like, a weird future version of Flynn, like, make her write that?
That's what I have in my notes.
Nailed it.
Is her getting kidnapped by him, is that somehow, like, in the journal or, like, related to the journal? Or did he change the timeline by doing that?
And he just doesn't know that he did that yet.
So many questions.
Yeah, time travel is a mind fuck. It is. So it's like, I think that it's possible that he made her write that journal.
Very possible.
And then he got the journal and took it back and is like, look, you helped me in the future.
But past. It's really coercive.
Yeah.
That he's just either doesn't know, yes, or he's hiding it on purpose.
And I also am interested to see how Wyatt and Rufus will function without Lucy.
They are so time dumb without her.
Well, yeah.
Like,
exactly. It's like they don't know, like, Wyatt just wants to shoot questions. He wants to shoot first and ask questions later. Mm-hmm. And Rufus is just like, not stupid, but he's like, I'm the pilot and I don't know anything about what we're doing here. I can do the math for you, though. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be super interesting. And the little boy got away.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know. Is he Rittenhouse?
Yeah. Or one was of? He not supposed to be and now they just made now things worse?
Or is it like, I also wonder, because Lucy stood in front of him to protect him from Flynn, is he going to maybe do Lucy a favor later because she saved him?
I get the feeling he's like baby Hitler now.
Possibly. And
that's like the impression I get.
And my deal was like, not that I'm like evil myself, but I think Flynn should have killed that kid. Like,
that's a rough situation.
I'm not saying it's an easy choice to make, but like, he is confirmed a family member of Rittenhouse. You don't know who he grows up to be because he's not in the history book, and
you just change history
and you don't know anything about the other Rittenhouse members. So either he becomes baby Hitler or he already was.
How do you know?
To me, it's not an easy choice to make, but like, I'd have shot that kid.
I think I probably would have shot the kid too. That's so yucky to say. I know,
but it's the same thing. True. It was like on The Walking Dead like with that little girl who was feeding the rats to the zombies. And it's like, I'm sorry, but that little girl was so far gone.
Yeah, bigger issues.
I'm going to murder my little sister.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things. This is not a salvageable situation.
No, it's not. And it's like the little girl on Walking Dead, she was going to kill her little sister so they could play together forever or whatever it was. And I was like, okay, little girl, you're twisted.
Girl, you crazy.
It's Carol, you should have done that a while ago.
Yeah. Well, and we're not in a situation where there's a place for her to live out her days away from society.
No.
To be like, safely away. That's not the situation we're in right now.
Right. And so that little boy, it's like, it's not an easy decision, but I would have let Flynn kill him.
Yeah. Well, and I actually
read, you have to do like a super max time prison. I don't know.
Like, how would you even do that?
Yeah. Or like, you're going to take him back with you and raise him in the future and make sure, but like, that might fuck up things too. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Just cap him.
I actually read.
Just kill the kid.
To be on the safe side, time travel equals sometimes you have to murder someone.
Guys, I would like to let you know that on my free time, I volunteer and I help elderly people across the street. I really do. I'm not
that
evil.
We do not murder children on the regular.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
I actually read an interview with the showrunner, whose name is Sean Ryan. He said that post-break short term, they're going to be focusing on Flynn's anger that he did not take out Rittenhouse.
Okay.
And his relationship with Lucy, now that they are thrown together in wacky time, like,
Yeah.
Where is he going to take her? What is he going to do with her?
I was going to say, are they going to the home timeline? Are they going somewhere else?
No. Sean Ryan did not mention that. But he said in the short term, we're going to be focusing on that, like small scale. And then in the long term, there's going to be more ripple effects from what they did with Rittenhouse in the past.
Right. Because they found that journal and it said like, it was like, I can't remember what the disasters were, but it was like a couple of disasters that it was confirmed Rittenhouse was
a part, like, yeah,
a part of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wonder if like that particular guy they took out.
Mm-hmm.
Was he going to be in charge of one of those events?
Possibly. But does that mean someone else just took his place and the events mm-hmm. still happened? Does it mean those events didn't happen? And how does that ripple through time? So many questions.
God, their chart for this show must be like the whole damn wall.
Truth. Yeah. They have like a grim old place, like tapestry.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't.
It's rough. It's. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be a writer on that show right now because I feel like.
And then I'm also like determined after the Bonnie and Clyde episode that Lucy and Wyatt are probably going to be a thing. But then as soon as they are, his wife is going to come back.
Oh, that's going to be so rough. Just don't put them together, guys. It's okay.
It's okay not to be that cliched. I mean, I'll still watch it like whatever, but.
It's the two attractive main characters of opposite sexes do not need to get together. No, it's okay. They don't.
It's okay. Lucy can be an independent woman, still trying to figure out who the hell her fiance is. So, I don't know. I was just kind of like, oh, all right, cool. But, like, yeah, I would put money on that horse that it's going to be like.
Probably.
Oh, and then his wife came back, and now he doesn't know what to do.
Everything is super awkward. He's torn. And then we have a love triangle. And you know how I feel about love triangles.
I know. You know how I feel.
Just can we avoid all of that?
I just want to know, like, when and how that became, like, a thing that needed to be included in everything.
I blame Twilight.
I blame them for everything. Again, sorry if you like Twilight.
But sorry. No. I have a lot of feelings. I also recently noticed that in their title card, because, you know, they don't really have a title sequence, this, like, dawned on me, and I was really proud of myself, so I'm going to share it with y'all.
Okay, I'm excited.
If you already knew this, I'm slower than you. The time card always starts, you know how it flips the letters and then it, like the numbers and stuff? It always starts with the date of the time that they went back to. It's different in every episode.
Is it?
Dude, I only noticed it. Okay, real talk. Oh. I noticed it because it was July 19th or July 20th when they had the moon landing episode. And that's my birthday. And that's what made me notice it.
Nerd.
And then I was like, holy crap. That's really cool. Share that with all y'all.
Yeah. I'll have to pay more attention to that. Yeah. I guess I just always saw it like it flipping and then I would like take a drink of water or I'd like flick at my phone for a second.
You don't pay attention to, but I started paying attention to it like 2 episodes ago when
this
I noticed.
This is why you're the detective?
And then I was like, that's actually really neat.
This is why you're Sherlock and I'm Watson.
You know what? I would rather be Watson than Sherlock,
no,
I think.
Oh, because I have to like have a big mustache and walk with a cane.
Yeah, but Sherlock has a serious drug problem and is a jerk. So.
All good points.
What are you trying to say, Jill?
I'm telling you the opiates. No.
Lay off the opiates.
Lay off the opiates. But back to Timeless. I thought it was really good.
I'm really excited. And I like what you were talking about before, that it's kind of like moral gray.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who we should be rooting for. And like they keep swapping who is in the moral right.
Well, yeah. And I think it was Wyatt at one point when he goes, we're the quote unquote good guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's like, you really don't know in that situation. Am I the good guy? Yeah,
like, you don't even know. You're trying to do stuff based on your, like, moral compass. But with time travel and all of this, like, unknown, you really have no, like, you think your moral compass is right, but you have no idea.
Well, yeah, it's like when they were like, should we kill Lincoln?
Right. Like, we don't want to change history, but would it be better?
Yeah.
I think that's actually the strength of the show, is that they have that ability to, like, move magnetic north for people's moral compasses. And that actually makes it really interesting.
Well, and I also like that the compass is different for each of the three main characters.
Yes, they all have their own agendas. They all have their own issues.
Yeah, because Lucy's like, no, you can't change history because that would be wrong. Mm-hmm. And then Rufus is like, or you could make history better. Mm-hmm. And Wyatt is like, I just want to go home.
I just want my wife back, you guys. Yeah. I did not sign up for
this. I'll do what it takes to get her back. Mm-hmm. So, and same thing with Flynn. I will do what it takes to make my family come back.
To save my family and then leave them.
Yeah, that was a little odd.
What? That was weird. Like, my family can't be around the toxicity that I've built up from what I've had to do to get them back. Whoa.
Yeah, but is it worth it then to get them back because you went around murdering Cornwallis and all that stuff?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Well, and I liked little side things like that when Lucy was like, you just killed Cornwallis. You can't do that.
And he's like, I just did.
And he's like, whatever. And she's like, no, not whatever. He's the guy who did this, that, and the other thing. He wasn't just a guy who was standing in the room.
Right.
Because it seems like they kind of have that in all the past episodes. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, we just shot some random soldier.
Random Nazi guard. He's dead. I'm sure he doesn't matter. Like, this is a person you knew mattered.
Yeah.
Or you didn't know because you suck at history, but someone knew that he was important.
We killed Benedict Arnold, and it's like, even though according to history, he didn't really do anything after those events.
You don't know.
Now you could have thrown off something else. Mm-hmm. So
you come back and everyone's speaking French and you're like, oops.
Yeah.
We made a mistake.
You show up and it's the middle of the Hunger Games. You don't know. You just don't know.
Yeah. And theoretically, speaking of Cornwallis, they can't go back to the same time.
And save him.
Can they go back way before and warn him that he's going to get shot and, like, Back to the Future 3 it up? And he wears, like, a stove door. And so they still shoot him, but he's not dead?
I mean, you could, but then, like, in a lot of other things that I've seen about time travel, it's like, well, if you go back and you tell somebody who's not aware of time travel, you could be thrown off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now they're going to concentrate on the invention of time travel instead of whatever he was supposed to be concentrating on before. Or one little thing changes in his day and something else is thrown off.
Yes. He has strawberry jam instead of orange marmalade. And
yes! Excellent. Supernatural reference.
I'm full of them. You're full of them, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, Timeless, back January 16th, 2017.
Stoked.
Yes. That's only a couple more weeks. And then we'll see all of the anger of Flynn, apparently.
The anger of Flynn.
To start.
I also think he's probably angry that his name is Flynn. I thought that was his last name for so long. And then I was like, Flynn Garcia?
Yeah, it's weird.
Who names their kid that?
I'm just going to call him Flynn. Because that's a better name.
Well, yeah.
So, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
I know you're not totally caught up because you missed the mid-season finale. You haven't yet seen it. So I kind of spoiled you on a few things.
No, it's fine because I decided I should go get sushi.
Drunk sushi.
Or go home and watch S.H.I.E.L.D. And then I was like, no, I could totally do both. And then 5 a.m. rolled around and people were like, hey, coffee. And I was like, oh. So it's my own fault. I have nobody to blame but myself.
It's okay. I feel guilty that I kind of spoiled you. But I know you gave me the okay to do it.
I did.
I still feel.
It's okay.
I still feel a way about it.
Let it go.
Okay. So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we are coming back on Tuesday, January 10th.
Wow, that really is like
soon.
One week after the other.
Uh-huh. That's like nice. Very soon. And we are coming back to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. LMD.
What does LMD stand for, Francine?
That is, I have to read it in my notes, Life Model Decoy.
What?
So we're done with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Ghost Rider.
Thank you.
I'm glad it's over.
I love Ghost Rider, but it was so left field, and like Ghost Rider and S.H.I.E.L.D. don't go together in my mind. I mean, I enjoyed the story, but like what?
Yeah.
Confusion.
And I actually read an interview. I was doing a lot of interview reading.
Oh, I was like, wait, you did the interview? That's so cool. Tell me more.
With Belle and the Whedon brother, not Joss.
Jeb. Jed or Jeb?
I think it's Jeb. I think it's Jeb, but it might be Jed. Anyway.
Not Joss.
Not Joss. Not Joss, brother Whedon. they were explaining how the Ghostwriter storyline like was loud in the show. They have to, every time they want to introduce a character from canon, they have to go to Marvel and either ask who's available that they don't have plans for so that they know they can write them into the show, or they have to make a specific request and then they can be told no. If they have plans within the cinematic universe, they can be like, okay, you can't have that person. We have to do that with something else.
Sure.
So that plus budgeting, plus like availability of if the actor exists somewhere else in the Marvel universe, they have to like figure out if they can afford that actor.
So like you can't use Captain America without it being Chris Evans.
Yeah. And if it's Chris Evans, is he available? How much can you afford? Can you pay him? Yeah. Like, so they have all of these kind of real life constraints. They ask for a big character and they were offered Ghost Rider. So they jumped on it and said yes.
Okay.
And then it seems like they wrote the story from there.
Okay.
So that kind of explains like the weirdness of it.
It does. I just thought it was so weird because S.H.I.E.L.D. is so aliens and alternate and planets
and yeah.
Inhumans and then Ghost Rider. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. But I think it tied in really interestingly, like this season, and I think where they're going with Life Model Decoy is going to tie in really interestingly to like Doctor Strange and the whole mix of like religion and science. That's kind of what we were talking on our Marvel episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of cool that they have this philosophy of magic is science that you don't understand yet. So that ties the two things together. And I kind of like it from that perspective. But I'm glad we're sort of putting a pin in Ghost Rider.
Yes.
For now, like he's not dead, so he can come back at some point in the future.
He's not Nicolas Cage,
which is also good. But I think they wrapped up his story kind of sloppily. Like it was kind of just like, oh, this has to be over now. It's about the team again. Like,
is it like they could only use him for X amount of episodes? Is that why?
I think they had it planned.
Oh, okay.
To move from like. Whedon, Brother Whedon, called them pods in the interview, like throughout the interview. They had like two pods for season four. Pod one was Ghost Rider, which was like the front eight or nine, however many episodes it was. And then pod two for this season is going to be Life Model Decoy. And that's like the back nine or the back eight or however many they have left.
Golfing. Yes.
So they know like that split was going to happen.
Okay.
I thought it was an odd choice to say we're going to focus on Ghost Rider and Daisy because she is like wanting to break away from the team and like, I'm going to go do this by myself.
Oh, Daisy.
Then she meets a guy who really fucked up his life by doing that to like the extreme, extreme.
Yeah.
And it brings her back around full circle and she's like, never mind.
JK, guys.
I prefer to be part of a team. And now he's conveniently gone, and now she's conveniently part of it. So it's kind of like we went back to square one before season four started.
Yeah.
Personally, I could have, like, done without all of that Michigas in between.
Okay.
And to make Eli, Uncle Eli, the bad guy, like, halfway through was weird. They had, like, the ghosts, and you had, like, all of that happening, and then... boom, it was like he's now the big bad that like wants to destroy the city. And that was really weird.
There's a lot of weird things.
That was weird.
Yeah.
All I'm pulling from all of that, Ghost Rider might come back, but not for right now. They're putting a pin in his story that's like kind of, we're moved on from that. Sure. And it took all of that to get to a few threads that we are moving forward with.
Right, with Ada.
With Ada, the Darkhold. So, like, magic and technology, again, mixing together, right? And now it seems like we're going to be back with the team. Like, the S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to be the focus of the back half of this season.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, they said, the two showrunners said that the key word is going to be trust.
Oh, this sounds like a leadership conference.
Yeah.
Do you trust your partner to fall back?
And should you,
catch you,
in the case of, spoilers, May, they trust her, but they shouldn't because we know something they don't know.
Yeah.
So, questions, problems.
Trust is a tricky thing.
And they just went through a whole thing where they didn't trust each other because everyone was like working at cross purposes and they were like split up. And so they kind of broke their trust as a team because they weren't really a team anymore. They had their like, ba ba ba, we're a team again. And now they have this like, we're going to work on rebuilding ourselves, rebuilding our trust with this fakey, fakey, evil badness in the middle of it. So, there's a lot to be said for the new next half of the season, I think.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it'll be like on different levels of like coworker trust, friend trust, Fitz and Simmons, who are all of the things.
Yeah. Do you hear me, Whedon? Do not break them up.
Oh my God. I can't, I can't go down that road again after Wes and Fred.
I can't handle it.
I can't.
Don't do it. Do you hear me? Don't
She's
do it.
She's got the finger out. She's got the finger of intensity. I'm
serious. That would ruin my life.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's probably part of the trust thing. And also the government trusting S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
So on and so forth. And there's so many layers. And the
public trusting S.H.I.E.L.D. because not only is Daisy back on the team, she's... Oh, you don't know this. She's out.
Yeah, everybody knows she's Quake.
She is like, and they, so she, what's his name? Mace, the new director, was like, yeah, we're buddies. Look at us, because there are cameras on them. So they were like, yeah, she's our new, like, she's an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. So now she's like, I just got back. I don't even know if I trust you people. I've got issues on my own.
And I now know, she dyed her hair. I know yeah, she's got problems.
She went all dark side. And now she's like, I'm also a celebrity. I am a like face of Inhumans. Hey, trust us. We're not so bad. And then you have like the wild cards of Nadir and the Watchdogs.
Yeah, I was going to say Nadir.
Plus, Mace got his Patriot armor.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of shit going on.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
There's a lot. And it all ties into the larger universe.
I was going to say, I'm trying to think of like Marvel movies coming up. It didn't really tie into Doctor Strange so far. I'm sure they'll reference something. Yeah.
They pulled some ideas from Doctor Strange back and forth with like the dark dimension and all that. But it didn't directly tie in.
It's not going to tie into Guardians 2.
That's going to be like different planets, different galaxies. I don't think they
come in until Infinity War, right?
Probably not. They did ask, the interviewer did ask, you know, is there going to be a tie-in at the end of this season with the movie that's coming up? Mm-hmm. Because that's what's been done, like, most famously with the whole Hail Hydra thing.
Yeah.
They said not directly because Guardians is the movie that's coming out towards the season finale and they can't really tie them together. Because
I was going to say, pretty sure Guardians don't come in until Infinity War because Quill has whatever stone we decided he had.
Oh, potentially he has the Soul Stone, but we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Because I was watching Guardians of the Galaxy the other day and I was like, totally spaced out. I didn't even pay attention to which stone he has.
But oh, if the one that they gave to the other people, you mean?
Yeah, to the Glenn Close people.
Yes. To the Glenn Close people. I love it.
Again, sushi. No,
totally guys. Okay.
Sushi You're brain.
Running on not a whole lot of sleep, but a lot of sushi.
Yeah. But I think I was reading up on that because after we had the Marvel episodes, I was like, I should just dig in because our friend West was like, I don't understand why you feel like you need to start from the beginning. There's like no such thing in comics. Just start wherever you want.
And you're like, dude.
And I was like, you know what? Screw it. Live dangerously. So I was reading up on it and I can't remember which stone he has, but somehow the Guardians and the Avengers
are going to get together.
Are going to get together during Infinity Wars. And I also fell down the internet hole and the Hulk and Groot supposedly are going to have a fight at some point.
What? Bizarre. That's really weird. Green versus green.
As much as I love Groot, I just don't know that he's going to win that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah. But anyway, S.H.I.E.L.D., yes.
So that's kind of how I feel right now about S.H.I.E.L.D., and I think I think they're going to stay pretty independent from the movies for the moment.
Okay.
Because of, like, what's coming out, and they can't really tie it together. Like, they've got Guardians, which isn't really tie-in-able. Mm-hmm. And then, like, Black Panther and stuff like that way after the season ends.
Yeah, because so, Black Panther is 2017, though, but it's not until, like, late summer, fall.
Something like that. So they're not really going to be able to tie it together. So we're not going to see that, like, cool crossover between, like, the movies and the TV show. Which I think is fine because they've got their own stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And we can still bring in some Age of Ultron stuff because obviously they broke the Sokovia Accords knowingly several times over.
Guys.
And now it's biting them in the ass several times over. Not only did you create a super powerful artificial intelligence, but then you gave her a super powerful magical artifact. And then you're like,
read the rules, guys.
Let's leave her on. She's helpful. Like, some really bad ideas in there that are now going to come to bear on Life Model Decoy, which I'm actually really excited about. So I think that'll be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Do I have any other little tiny things that I want to mention about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? I don't think so. I think that kind of covers, like, everything that I'm interested in.
Okay.
I'll be very interested to hear your thoughts post actually watching it and not having me just talk to you about it.
Vacation plans. I'm not going to lie. I made a list of stuff that I'm planning to watch while I knit all the Christmas presents and all the stuff after Christmas.
Right.
Because that's how I roll.
Christmas presents.
My post-Christmas surprises. I've got, like, that, and I've got all the, like, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Daredevil.
You're going to marvel it up.
That and, well, I need to finish Outlander.
Yes.
It's growing on me, but that's it's, good. Like, a little graphic sometimes. Yeah. But that and then The Magicians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not going to sleep during my vacation.
Just apparently. Sleep with your eyes open, apparently. Like Clockwork Orange style.
Ooh, that's uncomfortable.
Watching all of the TV.
Yeah, and I feel like there's a couple of movies. I don't know. We'll see.
You're going to be doing a lot of catching up.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, Lucifer. I was going to finish Lucifer because I'm partway through the first season. Yes. And it's like I need time to sit down and just watch it.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of things that, because I could also go on a tirade about The Walking Dead, but you don't watch that, so.
I used to. Sorry, guys, I'm acquitted on that one.
No, it's okay. So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes back Tuesday, January 10th.
Okay.
And then Walking Dead is on mid-season finale break right now. We just had their mid-season finale a couple weeks ago. They're coming back Sunday, February 12th, 2017. To see if we can get everybody working together versus the worst person in the world, Negan. Mm. Mm-hmm. Short story.
And Lucy.
Everyone against Negan and the Saviors. Hopefully. But there's probably going to be some drama in getting everybody together there.
Excuse me.
That comes back Sunday, February 12th. So let's talk really briefly about what's coming back mid-season, like what hasn't started yet.
Yes.
But will be starting.
Yes.
Sherlock season 4.
I am so damn excited.
So excited.
January 1st.
Yes. Boom. January 1st. We're getting 3 episodes.
Oh my gosh.
Not all at once.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to get 3 episodes, like I think 3 consecutive weeks. So far, that's the plan.
I can't even right
now. I know. And it may be the final season.
I heard that it was because Benedict is so busy now.
So that may be our final 3 episodes, like, ever. The Watsons have a baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Mary is not who she said she was.
Of course not.
They Moriarty never are. Hijinks coming back from what I saw in the preview. There's many Moriarty hijinks.
Oh, my goodness.
What a way to end the series.
Is there going to be more Mycroft?
I would think so. There's many questions I have about him and the government and, like, woo. Okay. So January 1st.
So there.
So excited.
Happy New Year.
Yes. Happy 2017. That's a good way to kick off 2017. Finally 2016, something good. 2016 was a shit show. So oh, yeah. Oh, 2017, yeah. Kicking it off with a little Sherlock. That makes me feel good about next year.
Yes.
Bones will be back for its final season starting Tuesday, January 3rd at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. Final season. What the hell? That's like season 13 or something ridiculous. Is it really? For them. It's a crazy number of seasons.
I didn't get into that one.
I love it. I'm very excited. David Boreanaz is going to be doing a lot of directing in the final season. Because he's been directing.
Outside of Bones, has he directed something?
I'm not sure. That is a very good question. I know he's directed several episodes of Bones, and I actually really like his directing style.
Okay.
I think he's pulling like a little bit of a Jensen Ackles, you know, like I'm going to dabble in directing.
They can do whatever they want.
Go ahead, David Boreanaz and Jensen
Ackles.
Direct your hearts out.
Yeah.
But I actually really like his direction style. Okay. David Boreanaz. Jensen Ackles, too, but.
Oh, yeah. And Richard Spate and Rich Collins.
Yeah, I mean, the list goes on.
Totes.
Actors turned directors, I generally like better than directors turned actors.
Oh, undoubtedly.
So I'm all for that. But their final season starts soon, shortly after Sherlock comes back.
Okay.
And I'm very excited to see what they do with their final season because they've talked about it being the final season before.
Yes.
And then it never was.
This like is, Friends.
Right.
We're going to tell you it's the end like four times.
But it's not. But this is actually like slated to be their official final season. So we will see.
Okay.
What comes. Happy face, sad face combo time. iZombie comes back.
Yeah.
For its new season. But not until Tuesday, April 4th.
Why? So, why? Why did they wait so long?
I don't know. And it's probably going to be a short season.
Why?
Like maybe 13 episodes, 15 episodes. I don't think they're going to do like a full 21, 23 episode season.
Is there a reason?
They've been pretty short. Like the first season was pretty short. The second season was not a full like 23.
I was so fucking involved that I wasn't paying attention to how many there were. But yeah,
there haven't been like full seasons.
Huh. Interesting. Well, I love that show.
It's great.
So good.
Did you get to the end of the last
season? Yes, I did.
Okay, good. So we can talk. I didn't want to. But now we're like bringing in the government card.
Yep.
What?
Also, no main singer for Matchbox 20 anymore.
Oh, at least in their universe.
Yeah.
It's not a thing anymore. I know. You know what? It's okay. He went the way of the dodo.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
You know, my only thing about that show, and it's such a minor, stupid thing. His name is Major Lily White.
I know.
Whose real name is that? What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So recap season one. I looked it up while we were talking. Season one was 13 episodes. Season two was 19 episodes.
Oh.
Season three, they have slated up to episode 13. And that's as many as they have.
I really hope they don't cancel that one. It's so good.
I just think it's going to be a short season, or they've only committed to a half season. I would imagine. I don't know if there's going to be episodes in season three beyond episode 13, but that's the only ones that they've like, that we have like titles for or anything like, that we have like information about that they've committed to. And it's a two-parter. Episode 12 and episode 13 are two parts of the same episode.
I have so many questions that I need answered.
Which can either be mid-season finale or season finale. So there's no way to know.
As long as it's not series finale. It's all
I know. Okay. There has to be more. So we have to wait all the way until Tuesday, April 4th for that one.
Ew.
I know. It's upsetting. And then you actually mentioned The Magicians, which you have not started watching yet.
But I did read the books.
Oh, you did? Okay. I have not read the books, but I'm caught up on the TV show. So we're like opposites right now. It's awesome.
Opposite twins.
I'll be interested to hear what you think of the show in light of the books.
Yeah.
Because I haven't read the books, but I understand it's pretty similar, but not the same.
Okay.
Like they make some changes and some like narrative differences and stuff like that. Yeah. So. But that comes back for its new season, season two, Wednesday, January 25th.
Okay.
There's going to be all kinds of hijinks and all kinds of fillery. Zombies. All kinds of fillery. It seems like from the previews that I've seen, they spend a lot of time in fillery in season two.
Yeah.
So we shall see how that goes.
I wonder if it's, maybe it's, okay. Yeah, no, I'm trying to like mentally go through the book and be like, why would they be in Fillory?
I have no idea because I haven't read the books.
It might be the second book, so maybe they're like moving along faster than I thought. Possibly. It's been a little while since I've read them though, so I might be, I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, it's okay.
I just had my blank out moment. I do that. Anyway.
I'm just happy, like, from the magician standpoint specifically, there were some characters at the end of season one that I was afraid in, like, watching the season one finale. I was like, no, we're going to lose these characters because, like, their story was over. Very happy to see them in the previews for season two and see that no one's story is actually over.
Nobody's story ever is over, Francine.
I'm glad that we get to keep them because they're characters I really grew to love in the first season.
Quentin can take a little while to get used to.
Quentin, I'm fine with him. If he jumped off a cliff tomorrow, I would be fine. The story makes him important. He is not important to me. But pretty much everybody else I have a kind of a soft spot for right now. So I'm excited that they're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, January 25th.
Woo!
I'm very excited. So to wrap up this episode, what... I know what you're planning to do.
Well, yeah, but oh, I do have to interject one other show.
What?
Bates Motel.
Yes, we were talking about it.
Comes back in March of 2017.
So I have some time.
So you got some time to...
I have to get caught up.
Get murdery.
Get murdery.
And get a dual personality.
Okay. So I've got time because I'm a season behind.
That's my show where I'm always like, is it out yet? And then it's only on for like a month.
Yeah, it's another one with very short seasons.
But it's the last season.
Does that mean we're going to get up to the beginning of Psycho?
Theoretically, yes.
What?
It's supposed to, from what I understand, the show ends where the movie begins.
Really? That's interesting because we are very far afield.
So many damn questions about that because I know that you're not caught up, so I won't spoil anything. But it's like there's a long way to go from everybody in town is like, hey, Norman's kind of weird, to in the movie where they're like, oh, Norman, he's, like, out on the interstate, and, like, he's just, you know, he's had a lot of tragedy in his life.
But he's harmless.
But he's harmless, and it's like,
but everyone knows he's a serial killer. Like, how do you not know the boy is a murderer from, like, a long time ago?
Yeah, from all the other stuff. Yeah, so.
Questions.
I have questions. Hopefully they'll be answered. But that comes back in March. Yes. Date. Is not more specific than that. The A&E website just says March 2017.
So that gives me like 3 months to catch up on the season.
And I believe in you. You can do it. So
I'm down. I can do that. Yeah. I can get caught up before it comes back.
Yeah, totally. But so anyway, that was me cutting you off. But what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, what are our plans while we're in this like media desert? Obviously, I'm going to try to get caught up on Bates Motel.
I'm binging as much
You're
as I can.
Everything.
As much as I can. I know I'm not. I know that I'm not going to get through everything, but like, I'm going to binge as much as I can.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. This is what I do with my life. Excuse me.
It's winter. It gets dark early. It's cold. That's the perfect time for binge watching.
Yeah.
Cocoa and popcorn abound and liquor. I like this plan.
Yes. That is the best hot chocolate.
Yes. I like this plan.
With Bailey's. Yes.
I put marshmallow vodka in my hot chocolate.
Ooh, yeah. That sounds good, too.
It's really good.
Peppermint schnapps.
Yes. Also works for hot cocoa. You know, hot cocoa can go with many things.
It sure does.
With many things.
On its own or with something else. Yes. You're going to have a good time.
Yes, it's true.
Well, that made us sound really bad, didn't it? Okay, anyway.
I mean, not that we drink all the time.
We're just going to kill the kids and drink everything and, yeah.
Sit in our cave and schmeagle it up with Netflix. That's not true.
No. Well, mostly.
I am also watching on actual TV, Incorporated is a new show on Sci-Fi. Mm-hmm. It's only like 3 episodes in right now, but I actually really like it, even though it scares the crap out of me. How possible that future is.
I don't
horrifying.
Think about that.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
You know, the government can't handle their shit, so corporations are going to step in, and now you don't call 911 to get an ambulance anymore. You call the corporation that you are working for.
That's too close for comfort.
It's too close for comfort. It's very disturbing. It's psychologically, it harms me. but I like the show.
But I like to torture myself.
Like, I'm interested to get more
into this
world.
I'm going
to
leave you on that one. I can't deal. I have anxiety already. I know, can't deal.
I know. It's interesting, though.
Yeah.
And I'm also trying to get caught up on Salem because I haven't started watching the new season yet. I have it all on my DVR, but I haven't.
Yeah.
I'm still watching Penny Dreadful, and the two of them together at the same time too are too similar.
Uh-huh.
I would get all frazzled.
Yeah.
So I have to, like, finish Penny Dreadful before I can start Salem.
Yeah.
I feel like, because they're too crossy over-y. And
totally.
I just dropped my pen.
Oh, my gosh. I get it.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
It's my random axe pen, no. You guys.
This is how I get decapitated.
Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah. And I have some books I'm reading.
Nice. What are you reading?
I'm reading Carrie Fisher's book, The Princess Diarist.
Can you give us a one-sentence feeling on that so far?
No, I can't. So, again, because I'm a book dork, I have a lot of strong feelings about the way people write their books.
Sure.
Particularly biographies, memoirs, blah, blah, blah.
The tone is important.
It is. If she could take something seriously for an entire sentence, I would appreciate it because I know she's had a very hard life. And I've read her other books, which it was like, it's funny, but also there comes a point where it's like, I just want to hear, you know, how did you deal with your alcoholism and your drug abuse and going through electroshock therapy? Without joking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that you want to cover up your pain through humor. A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
And it's fine to an extent, but it's like, can you take something seriously for like more than three words?
Yeah. Can you take off the Chandler Bing hat for a moment?
I've gotten to the part where she's going to start talking about her alleged affair with Harrison Ford.
So many questions.
And I'm not going to lie. It's part of the reason I bought the book because the other two were just mediocre to me. But so I'm reading that. So, and what a coincidence that it came out around the same time as Rogue One.
I know.
Anyway.
Question mark?
Yeah. And I want to read Three Dark Crowns.
Cool. Okay.
I don't know if you know what that one's about.
I don't really know much about it.
That is the one where they're triplets and they're sisters. And each one of them has like a different power, but only one can get the crown. So the object is to kill your sisters to get the crown.
That's rough. Like the Hunger Games so with excited. Siblings.
Yeah.
And powers.
And The Last Days of Magic. That one looks really good. There's, FYI, if you don't know me, I have approximately 400 plus books actually in my house.
She actually builds furniture with them, you guys.
I could. I could probably build the damn house with it. But I have 400 plus books, and my goal for New Year's is to not purchase any new books. I'm going to start really plowing through the ones that I have. Yeah. So I'm like trying to binge as many as I can. So... much Netflix and reading are in my future, but those are what I'm doing. So,
I'm also planning on finishing Ready Player One because I'm like partway through and I love it.
So good.
You and my husband were so right when you were like, God, you have to start this because it's so good. I love it. I'm excited for the movie. I'm in. I'm going to finish this book because it's awesome so far.
I don't even like video games and I freaking... think that book is wonderful.
It's a great book so far. I'm only like 6 or 7 chapters in, so it's not like I'm like even to the story part of the story.
It's just, it's one of those ones where it's like
it grabbed
just
me from like the very beginning, and I care about the characters, and again, little too close for comfort when it comes to like
it is
the future. I feel like that could happen, which makes it more interesting to me.
That, but the reason that I could get through it without having a fucking anxiety attack was that it was like. But the people still had the power to take it back.
Mm-hmm.
So you could make a difference just being a little nerd in the trailer in the middle of Oklahoma, I think he's in.
Something like that.
Oklahoma or Kansas or whatever.
Well, and in theory, there are some people that might have the power to take back the night with Incorporated too.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of...
Yeah.
That's what they're working on right now in terms of the plot. They're working on, like, how can you resist this seemingly all-powerful corporation? And there are ways, but it's dangerous to yourself and the people that you love. And it could go really pear-shaped really fast. So, interesting.
Totally.
Wanting to watch more. But that's kind of where I feel I am at pop culture wise right now.
Okay.
Do you feel like we've covered?
I feel like we've covered a lot of feelings today.
A lot of your feelings.
Obviously, there's other shows that we watch and stuff, but we talk about those shows the most, I would say. So
oh, definitely.
That's where we're at
it's
with that.
It's our top list and top things we're excited about for the new year.
Yes. So I think that we've pretty well... What are we talking about next time? Do we know?
We're going to do our Rogue One special.
That's right.
You went to see it.
I did.
I have not yet. Hopefully by the time this airs, I will have seen it.
Yeah, so we record a little bit in advance. So I'm always like, what are we doing? Francine's all organized and I'm just like, I'll be there.
Guys,
what are we doing?
I have a spreadsheet and it has color coding on it. I have a problem.
I'm like, yeah, just what do you want me to post on Facebook? I can do that part. But yeah, I went and saw it yesterday. I might go see it again just because like there was some stuff I feel like I kind of maybe want to see because I have memory problems. So in case you guys couldn't tell. But anyway, I want to see it again a second time. Plus, I want to also go back and watch A New Hope.
Should I watch it before? Do you recommend?
Here's what I would say. Since you're not the dork that I am for Star Wars, I would say watch A New Hope. Go see Rogue One and then watch A New Hope again.
Okay. That's good advice.
Because there are going to be characters in Rogue One that are from A New Hope.
That makes sense.
But you might not catch them at first if you haven't seen it in
a
while.
So it should be fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good advice.
Yeah. So we'll both go see it again. I'll go see it again. You'll see
it
first time.
I'll see it for the first time. But I will be prepared.
Yes. And
then I'll be prepped.
And plus, I feel like that gives people enough time, listeners enough time to have gone and seen it themselves. Obviously, we'll tag the hell out of it with spoilers, but we are going to discuss Rogue One.
That's next week, so
wow.
Come back and visit us again next week. For now, good luck in the mid-season finale desert.
Yeah, tell us what you're watching.
What you're watching. How are you filling up the time before your favorite shows come back? Do you agree with what we said? Do you disagree wholeheartedly with some of the stuff we were talking
about? No flames.
No flames, please, but we will entertain civilized discussion on what your theories, feelings, and thoughts are. So feel free to tweet us, Facebook us, email us. We want to know what you're thinking.
Not like in a creepy way.
Not in a creepy way. Have very happy holidays, and we will be back to talk Rogue One next week.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.